seniors prone to falling might be falling because they fail to adjust their walking speed to their visual impairments. In other words, they're going way too fast for what they can actually see and detect and react to. Trinity College in Dublin divided a group of people into three groups and made them complete a walking course, once while wearing goggles that blur your vision and once without. The first group of older adults had fallen at least once in the last year. The second group had never fallen, and the last group was just a group of younger older adults, if that makes sense to you. All groups struggle with the blurred vision goggles, and if you've ever been through one of those simulations, it is fairly interesting. You know, you wear heavy gloves and try to take medicine caps off bottles. Very interesting stuff. But interestingly enough, the younger group and the group of seniors without a history of falling adjusted their walking speed to their vision. So what they're saying is fall-prone adults seem to have less ability to analyze their surrounding environment. And this is a skill they need to learn. You know, actually, this is a situation that's close to home with my own father-in-law, who continually walks without picking up his feet. He has fallen several times because of this. Now, it's not because of the speed of his walking, but it's because of his walking habit and not taking in the environment that he's keeping his feet on the ground, more or less, and tripping over things. So be careful about the environment. Be careful about your walking speed. And if you are a caregiver to an elder, this is something you might want to talk to them about. Thanks.